Just back it up to farther on the way. Yeah.
Heath Lyon, co-owner of the Bear Trail Lodge in King Salmon, directs the launch of a John boat off the ice shelf that lines the Naknek River. The ice covering the river broke up in late March, just in time to get in some trout fishing before the river's spawning grounds are closed to angling April 10th through June 7th. The bow of the boat rises into the air. Ropes tie it to a truck that's backing slowly toward the river. As the stern touches open water, the boat stands at a 45-degree angle to the ice shelf. The fishermen ease it off the 18-inch ice ledge, and it enters the water gently, with barely a splash. Space is limited as the Bear Trail Lodge takes 4 to 6 guests a day on the river for a fishery that lasts about 10 to 14 days. To give people more of a chance, the lodge limits trips to 3 or 4 days. Nancy Morris Lyon, Heath's wife, and the other owner of the Bear Trail Lodge says that once anglers get a shot at this trip, they usually rebook their dates right away for the next year. It's been 5 years since they've had any turnover.
This fishery gives people the opportunity to fish over pre-spawn rainbows that are migrating out of Naknek Lake down into Naknek River to spawn. And the only rainbow trout in these waters of Alaska that spawn are very, very large.
Mark Huber is a retired corporate finance professional from Anchorage. He's fished for spring rainbow trout with the Lyons for more than a decade. It's the prized trout lurking beneath the surface that often top 30 inches that keep him coming back.
Oh, because they're beautiful, and they're big, and they're trophy rainbows that Alaska's known for and the Naknek is known for. There's nothing like them in the world.
The five fishermen split between 3 boats,
see you guys later.
Each with a guide. They have a long day in front of them.
So you'll fish down through a run on the river, and it could be anywhere from, 20 minutes to 2 hours, 3 hours, in some of the bigger runs, the flats and the bigger parts of the river up there. And then we'll finish through that and then jump back in the boat and go to another location. And we may fish 3 or 4 or 5 different spots in the river over the course of a day.
Heath Lyon is guiding Young So, a painter living in Anchorage who's happy to be photographed but not interviewed throughout the day. The Naknek is low and skinny, walled in on both sides by ice shelves, evidence that just a few weeks ago, it was completely iced over. So sits in the front of the boat. Lyon navigates the boulders, and after 10 minutes, he kills the motor. He and So hop out. As they wade the river, the water rises up past their knees.
Go ahead and keep moving. We might come do it a second, but I want to get this spot, the corner, and then George's hole.
So moves into deeper water, and with smooth motions, casts his line far ahead of him. It sweeps down with the current. Chunks of ice float by as he waits. So slowly walks downriver, recasting every now and then. 20 minutes go by before his rod begins to bend. Lyon scoops up the rainbow trout, gently in a net, and they measure it. Coming in at 27 inches, this one's not the fish So is after. He's aiming for one over 30 inches. Over the course of the day, over 3 different fishing spots, So catches upwards of a dozen trout. But it isn't until 5:30 that he gets his big break, a 32-incher.
Yeah, no, that's the next level, right? The weight of it is just so much more.
Lyon takes So's picture to put on the wall with the other guests who have caught trophy-sized fish this year. This one, like all the rest, slips back into the current. The day goes long. The party takes advantage of the late sunset and stays out on the water until about 9 p.m. When they reconvene, Mark Huber didn't catch the biggest fish of the day, but he's happy with the ones he did land.
They're just those gorgeous fish. I call them prom dates. You catch them and you admire them and then you let them go. Yeah, they're hard to come by like prom dates are too. Yeah, but it was quite a day to be on the river.
Soon, thousands of anglers from around the world will descend on this and 100 other nearby rivers. But on this day, the group from Bear Trail Lodge and a handful of local guides are the only ones fishing the Naknek, along with the bald eagles and the mergansers. In King Salmon, I'm Avery Lill.